Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hadley ho, everybody. It's a crab diving hump day. Rocketing at you like a rocket.
Like here. A hurricane.
Rock you like a hurricane?
Rocking at you like a hurricane.
Oh, rocketing.
Oh, you said rocket.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Rocketing at you, ladies and gentlemen, from Los Angeles, California here. Koreatown, scenic, lovely, occasionally odoriferous. We are crab diving. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, hurtling at you live. If it ain't a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific coast or 5 p.m. out on the eastern type coast, you know what you're doing? You're probably listening to a rerun or maybe to us as a podcast. And we are grateful for any real estate that you give us in your brain for a little while. We're going to be here, like I said, next couple hours. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. My brain real estate is coated with old fashions and alcohol and booze.
A little boozy evening last night downtown.
God, I haven't drank in a while.
California. And, I haven't laughed so hard, though, in a long time.
That was so much fun.
A really good evening.
Hung out with a friend of mine from high school.
Friend from high school.
He's traveling, undercover on the down low, so we will refer to him as a friend from high school.
Mr. X.
I don't want to blow his cover.
Yeah, you don't want to blow his cover. Uber's really cool. I had never Ubered before.
Right. It's great.
Not that we're giving a Uber commercial or whatever.
Nah, but you know, man.
Damn. 3 minutes.
I know.
He pressed that
button,
and 3 minutes later, there was a dude out in front of the apartment.
Does it make you feel bad for the poor little fucking cab companies? Not in the least. Not in the fucking least.
Yeah, I'm not having an easy time feeling bad for them.
They suck. They suck assholes.
Yeah.
That's why Uber and Lyft are around.
Well, it just shows that, you know, big evil corporations fuck things up. The bigger and more evil, the more they can fuck you.
Yeah. I mean, Uber's huge, and so's Lyft. They're both huge. But, I mean, they're still fucking user-friendly. How many times have you called a cab in L.A.? Number one, they never come.
Right.
You sit there, and you wait 15 minutes, 30 minutes for your fucking cab.
And then
if you call ahead, and you're like, I want to use my credit card, like, oh, yeah, no problem. And then you want to use your credit card.
Yeah. I remember in Venice, not that far from the fucking airport, and there were times where I call a cab to take me to the airport, and it would be late. One time it didn't show up.
Yeah, and it's expensive. That wasn't even a long ride. That's like 15, 20 bucks, easy, yeah, for a cab.
So kudos to Uber.
Right.
But, man, it was easy as fuck.
Fuck you, yellow cab.
Then the same thing, drunk off our asses,
yeah,
leaving the bar downtown.
Yes.
And within... He said, should I grab us an Uber? And he goes, oh, 3 minutes.
Wow.
So we had to bail.
How was the ride home?
You don't recall?
No, not really. I was out of it.
It's a good thing, because the way that guy drove is probably not
was he a bad driver?
The way that you would like somebody to drive.
Oh.
I was impressed as hell.
Oh,
we were
great.
Flying up 3rd Street, cutting in and out. And meanwhile, he was also talking to... Mr. X, who was seated in the back seat next to me. So he was looking in the mirror.
Talking to Mr. X.
To make eye contact with Mr. X.
Right.
As he was hurtling down 3rd Street.
Right.
Wow. I approved, because he was going fast.
Yeah.
And anytime you could drive fast in Los Angeles, I approved, because you never get to drive fast in Los Angeles.
How great is
always traffic.
How great is Cole's, man? That food was so fucking good.
Cole's Bar downtown, yeah. That we will endorse. That's a great place to go. Great cocktails.
Yes.
They invented the French dip. Is that the deal?
Yes, they did.
Highly recommended.
I mean, I don't know how you invent a sandwich. I mean, it's bread, and then in between the bread, you put
They probably knocked
meat.
Over the... Somebody dropped their sandwich in the soup and was like, right. this is really fucking good.
This is delicious. Why is it French?
You got your peanut butter.
If it was French...
my chocolate.
Right. But why a French dip if it was invented in Los Angeles? Because it's on a French roll or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure the story was in there in the menu. I didn't read it, though. There's a little bit of the history of what's going on in that, though.
And the Senate commissary did during... what was it, the first Iraq War or the second Iraq War? Did we rename it the Freedom Dip?
Probably.
When was that? Remember Freedom Fries instead of French
Embarrassing
Fries?
Embarrassing fucking country here. Yeah, Freedom Fries. Fuck the French because they won't bomb Saddam Hussein with us.
They wouldn't let us use their airspace or something.
Yeah,
right?
Something like that.
Fuck the French. Do you remember one time, I believe Ronald Reagan bombed the living shit out of Libya, and the French didn't want to let us use their airspace to get to Libya quicker? But
I don't remember that
was
one.
Was it that?
Could be.
Yeah. What's their problem? What's the problem in France? Come on. We're just trying to bomb Africa and the Middle East more.
They're them and their six-week forced paid vacations every year and 35-hour work weeks.
Wee pussies.
What's wrong with them?
Yeah.
Takers.
Yeah.
None of them want to work.
Go sit on a baguette.
Meanwhile, in Chile, if you go to our Facebook, contact us if you like during the show. Sure. You can contact us on the Twitter at Crab Diving. It's one word. We will respond. And then you can also call us on the telephone machine. 323-601-5427, 323-601-LIBS.
Cha-ching.
And we're on Skype. It's crap diving. It's crab diving.
We're
crab diving.
Crap diving.
Completely different website.
I guarantee you, crap diving is a Skype handle already.
Oh, I'm sure.
Some German owns it.
Probably.
Nein!
Scheißen diving. congratulations to Chile. One of the things up on our Facebook, go to facebook.com/crabdiving. They decided that all universities are going tuition free and it's going to be funded by corporate taxes.
Oh, shit. What a bunch of pussies.
Isn't that interesting?
I like to pay for my education like a good old American.
Yeah, I don't want to pay for nobody's education.
It's like a student loan's like paying off a house that don't exist.
It's so fucking sad.
Fuck you, Chili. We're jealous.
Should we buy crabdiving.porn, by the way, and crabdiving sucks? We should probably get crabdiving.sucks.
There's a dot sucks.
Oh, that's
as well.
A big one. And sucks, in fact, is the way they're doling it out. If you're like a private human or whatever, you can get your name sucks or whatever for, you know, 10 bucks a year or whatever, or small amounts. But if you're a business, they fuck you. It's like $1,200 or something to try to get.
That sucks.
They're trying to encourage people to put up websites, complaining about other businesses.
Like they suck.
Right.
Could I get RyanPfeiffer.sucks?
Yes.
Is it sucks like S-U-X-S?
No.
It's S-U-C-K-S.
S-U-X-S. Sucks?
Sucks. Oh, that's right. Yeah, no, that wouldn't make any sense.
S-U-C-K-S.
Sorry. I'm stupid and hungover today.
S-U-C-K-S.
Yes.
So you can go. And now .porn is also going to be available.
I'm sorry. This is a technical question. But if I buy RyanPfeiffer.sucks,
yes.
Can we have that point to rated R comedy so when people go there?
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to do that right after the show. I think that's funny. Nobody, I go to RyanPfeiffer.sucks for dates.
Right.
And showtimes.
But I'm saying, I don't know if we could get crabdiving.sucks.
Why?
They might charge us $1,200 because we're an entity.
God damn it. How about, can we get sucks.sucks?
I'm going to get like Ted Cruz sucks and Sarah Palin sucks. And
yeah,
I'm sure they're jumping all over those.
That's already gone. What about Louis Gohmert dot sucks?
Right.
I bet that doesn't exist.
There's a, actually it's out on the internets. There's a state legislator who's like heinously anti-gay and accidentally let his website expire. And some gay activist snatched it up, took it over right away.
Snatch. I love it.
Put pictures of the guy up with rainbow flags everywhere.
Dick in his mouth.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. So be careful there.
I love it. That's the thing. The libs are smarter. They're smarter than the homophobes.
Definitely.
And the rednecks.
Frightened. Again, I saw another story today of these studies they do trying to figure out why people are conservative, why they're liberal, why people have such vehement and vast differences in political beliefs. And again, this study came out with the fact that conservatives are just scared.
They're dumb.
They're scared. They have a bigger response to, like, one of the tests was they flashed a picture of somebody with like a spider on their face or something.
Yeah.
And like they just physically have a bigger response and bigger response in sections of the brain that are like fight or flight.
Wow.
So it really could be a fundamental difference between the chicken little ninnies that are running around. We're scared. The Muslims are coming.
Yes. Does that mean they're stupid, though? Is that an indication of stupidity?
I don't think it.
Because don't you think if you're homophobic or you're sort of, if you're bigoted or something like that, you hate. I always assume racism is a sign of just somebody being fucking stupid, kind of operating on a lower level of intelligence.
I know some intelligent people that are fucking racist.
But how can that be?
They just are. They have heinous beliefs.
It doesn't make any sense. The idea that, oh, I don't know. Whatever. Racism has got to be rooted in some form of stupidity. It's just stupid. It's stupid to think that someone is lesser because of skin pigmentation. That's
right.
Dumb. Or because of their sexual orientation.
But they feel threatened.
Right.
That those brown people are taking our stuff.
Why? Right. I mean, I've just never understood, like, why do conservatives hate gay marriage? Do they think if enough gay people get married, they're gonna wake up one morning with a big, ginormous, throbbing sausage wiener in their mouth?
I think it's Jesus, right? And
oh, that's right.
And
damn it.
But then the ones that are out there screaming,
yes,
that's what they're saying, is that they're going to convert your children, right? That's the big
one.
Is that
which is stupid.
That's the go-to, because they can't justify. There's no harm done to you,
right?
If the guy next door marries his boyfriend. Listen. There's 0.0 harm done to society.
No one's coming for your kids. In fact, the gay people, for the most part, I don't mean to generalize, they don't like your kids. They don't want to spend any fucking time with your irritating children. No offense. I mean,
maybe some of them have chosen to be gay so they wouldn't have to have kids.
Yeah, listen.
They choose, right?
No one gives a shit about your snowflakes, your little precious children. They're not going to turn your kids gay.
It's highly unlikely.
God.
And what are the statistics? I know facts and numbers and shit is anathema to the right, but pedophiles are overwhelmingly heterosexual.
Oh, yeah.
It's guys diddling girls.
Yeah, it's straight white guys being creepy, passing out candy, showing up on that Chris Hansen show. Why do we never see a female on the Chris Hansen show getting busted for trying to hook up with a young dude or girl? Why? I can't remember one episode.
They're all the hot teachers, right? Isn't that the stories that pop up now? Is the 24-year-old fresh out of college teacher who...
They're not always hot.
That's very true, yeah.
I mean,
starts banging the 16 or 17-year-old kids in high school.
She had the figure of a refrigerator, but a taste for young boys.
Speaking of pedophilia...
Now that's a woman. They got to where they're getting hard to find. Because these boys are waiting till they get to be about 20 years old before they marry them. Look, You wait till they get to be 20 years old. The only picking that's going to take place is your pocket. You got to marry these girls when they're about 15 or 16, they'll pick you up.
Right after the Lord blesses them with the bleeding vagina, snatch them up.
You know, he... I don't want to go into it. God, he fucks his joke up there, though, because he when he says...
Seriously?
Yeah, yeah.
Dissecting the comedy?
He says, he lays out a premise, and he says, look, comma, and then there's this big pause. And then he goes on with his follow-up to this joke. Well, see, he fucks up. By saying, look, he's informing our brain that he's about to tell another joke. If he just took out that transitional word and just went on with the joke... Then maybe he might get a bigger laugh.
So stop for 1 second.
Yes?
Picture yourself there.
I don't know.
And look out upon the lily white.
I was about to say, I need my sunglasses. Audience. There's a glare off everyone's forehead.
Full of Christo bigots.
Right.
Do you think they are overwhelmingly teeming with comedic sophistication?
No, not at all. But that's why you have to choose your words correctly. I mean, you could get more laughs out of these dumb people.
He's not looking for laughs?
Really? God, it's insane.
He's in trouble now.
Good,
I mean,
good.
A little bit.
I hate Phil Robertson.
Social media and the internets are shitting upon him, rightfully so. Again, I mean, not only... As he said, heinous shit about gay people and heinous shit about, hey, let's fuck young girls. Now, we played yesterday. If you go to crabdiving.com, go to Stitcher, go to iTunes to listen to yesterday's show. All of our previous spun gold for you motherfuckers is available.
Spinning gold.
But he came out with that weird Christo-fascist porn. Torture porn scenario where...
Is he getting flack for that?
Apparently a couple of atheists
yes.
bust into an atheist house, tie up a guy, rape the daughters...
Double rape!
Shoot the daughters...
Decapitation!
Decapitate the head off, right? Isn't that what he said?
He done decapitated that there head off. Again, Phil,
the
too
wife.
Many words. You don't have to say decapitate the head, just decapitate.
After they spilled their seed all over her, too.
Yeah.
And then they decapitate her head off. And then they cut the guy's twingly bits off.
Oh, I forgot that part.
Wave them in front of him. And basically they say, ha, 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 this isn't wrong.
Yes.
Because we're atheists and there's no accountability. Ha, ha, ha.
Fade to black, roll credits, check the gate, print it, perfect. That's perfect. What a great scenario.
And then they,
God,
can look at him and say, isn't it great that I don't have to worry about being judged? Isn't it great that there's nothing wrong with this? There's no right or wrong. Now, is it, dude?
Didn't he just tell us to go fuck 17-year-olds? What's wrong with him?
An atheist activist who works with the Secular Coalition of America said, Phil's disturbing violent comments aside,
God,
atheists are not immoral. Atheists are capable of making rational judgments about right and wrong and understanding the consequences of those actions.
Well said, buddy.
Another person said, rather than obedience to a mystical authority
yes!
that probably doesn't exist, atheist morality is based on things that we can prove. Other humans exist, and behavioral self-regulation is necessary for peaceful coexistence.
I don't know if it's the hangover talking or I'm just... There's no God! There's no fucking God! There's no God, okay? Okay.
But even, again, keep your God on your lawn. Rock on. I know plenty of God believers that don't think that atheists are going to come in and rape their daughters and cut their Shit. Dick off and shove it in their face.
Yeah.
Because there's no morality. And we've said it a million times. I argue that our morality is more real because...
It is real.
It's based on empathy and
yes.
other people.
Take out more.
Not based on the fact that we're terrified that a lightning bolt's going to shoot up our ass if we jerk off too much in one day.
Well, I mean, God, that would be, that sounds like a video game power to have. You know, if you jerk off here for 45 minutes, you get the lightning out of your ass bonus.
Call lightning from your rectum.
I just used 27 credits to get rectal
then
lightning.
You build up the charge.
Yes.
With the, like dragging your feet down across the carpet.
Oh,
you're
static.
Building up a static electricity charge.
I never knew
jerking
that.
Off.
Oh, I'm sure that's happened. Has anyone ever drug their feet across the carpet and then undid their pants to squeeze off one and then gave themselves static electricity to the dick? Scientifically possible?
Well, I'm sure.
Yes.
I'm sure you could, if you had your dick hanging out, you could touch a doorknob too and spark there.
Be careful, guys.
Whatever you're into.
It's a horrendous world out there. Phil Robertson's running around telling us to bang children. And, hey, his morals are best based off a book that says you can throw rocks at your wife, right?
Meanwhile, if you read his, if you can get through his screed of an autobiography, he talks about how he had repented.
Who cares?
He used to beat the shit out of his wife. He used to do drugs. He should be in fucking jail.
Right.
Or has been, I guess. I don't know. And good for him for turning his life around. But keep your fucking nose out of my starfish, asshole.
Oh, totally.
And keep your lord over on your own lawn.
It's just maddening. It's maddening to me that, hey, A&E, congratulations. Here's the face of your fucking television network, a homophobic lunatic who has torture porn fantasies that he shares with people over a fucking prayer breakfast.
Right. This was at a prayer breakfast that he's talking about this stuff.
I was writing yesterday's summary and I was looking at thinking about this story. I was like, God, it's so fucked up. Then it dawned on me, like, I keep forgetting he told this while someone was eating oatmeal. Or pancakes, right. Or bacon, right. Whatever, doesn't matter. You're talking about somebody cutting a dick off, double rape, murder. And I'm trying to have a slice of fucking melon.
And the story is all over the media. I'm reading from AL.com, Alabama.
You're in Alabama.com.
Yeah.
Quickly, get off that site and wipe your computer down.
Well, it's
Are you
just
crazy?
A regular news site. It's not like Fox.
All right.
It's
Alabama, though.
But if you drift down to the comments.
Yeah.
Actually, the more fun was when I was over on The Blaze.
Oh, yes.
I saw the story on The Blaze. And there's a little war going on in Blaze land right now. The ninnies are kind of fighting amongst each other.
I love it.
Because they feel that. The story that was presented at The Blaze, it was kind of neutral about what he said. It said, here's what he said, here's the reaction to it, and here's some of the Christians reacting to the evil atheist's reaction to it, saying, fuck them, basically.
Yes.
Those evil atheists are going to burn in hell, so what he said is right, and all that crap. So they kind of presented it as a regular journalistic story. Both sides are presented.
Good heavens.
The comments are railing about how The Blaze is a piece of shit now. I'm paraphrasing.
Yes.
They've lost it. All the progs are here now, the progressives.
Right.
The people who are fucking reasonable Jeez. Are here, God damn it. We can't abide by that shit.
That's progressive. Think about that. That's fucking crazy.
Thinking that what he said is heinous is progressive.
I can't imagine.
They even had a couple of tweets in the story about from some big Christian who said, I am Christian. Phil Robertson does not speak for me. I apologize to the atheists out there.
Wow. Wow. Like
and
shit.
The righties
Amazing.
Jumped on that one, though. You're going to hell. You're a rhino. Or a sino.
You're a rhino. What's a sino?
A Christian name only.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
C-I-N-O.
I like that. God, it's crazy. I mean, you know, I listen, everybody, audience, please take a moment, get a pad, piece of paper, pencil, whatever, crayon. Jot down all the violent, militant atheists you can think of off the top of your head.
Oh, well, you know what they whip out. Just go down to The Blaze, and within 8.4 seconds,
Hitler.
They try with Hitler, but there's an awful lot of that pesky evidence shit. On the fucking belts for the SS, it said God is with us or something like that. And there's tons of speeches of his where he's like, the white Christian God, that's why we hate the Jews. And so they try with that one. But then they whip out Stalin,
yes.
Pol Pot,
okay,
in Cambodia. And those guys didn't kill in the name of atheists. They weren't rounding up, do you believe in God? Yes, bang, bang. They said... It was communist. They don't want people associating. They don't want groups associating. If you joined a union, you're going to get lined up and shot. As much as if you're joining a church.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with atheism.
No. That was a means to an end.
But what you just relayed to me, that is an argument that is far too complicated to bring up when you're talking to a right-wing nut job lunatic asshole fuckface. No, yeah, they don't understand that. By the time you get through with that argument, they're going to be like, Jesus, 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 fuck you. Ugh, you're gross.
There are a lot of comments, even on the Blaze, that are somewhat reasonable. Like, you know, this wasn't cool what he said, that not all atheists. One of the problems is with the Blaze is that Glenn Beck is... friends and has on the show frequently Penn Jillette, who's a giant atheist,
right?
But he's also a massive libertarian. Oh,
God damn!
Like taxes are illegal, forcing me to pay for other people's shit, kind of thing. It's that disconnect. He has no clue what living in society means.
That makes me upset. I hate when I hear rich people talking about how they're a libertarian. That just means you don't want to give any money back. I get it.
But he
just
does
say that.
My wife and I donate to all these causes. I just don't want to do it with a gun to my head.
Oh, yes, a gun. There's a gun to your head.
What I mean.
Yeah, yeah. But that's how he feels.
Yeah, he feels.
Fuck off.
Just drink some water.
Oh, yeah, all right. Medic!
Dry drowning.
Medic! Oh, Pat's being waterboarded again.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Last night it was with bourbon.
Oh, it was great. Bourbon, yeah. Rye, yeah. Whiskey, whatever. Pour it down my gullet. I'm a child. I'm drunk.
A little bit of a follow-up to yesterday's story about Phil Robertson. It ain't going well. He's getting shit upon.
Crab diving follow-up.
By even the mainstream media saying that, you know, we don't really abide by this bullshit, man.
Fuck you, Phil Robertson.
Come up with some heinous, disgusting rape, murder, fantasy, creepy.
At a breakfast, no less. How do you? What does he do to be banished from the entertainment world? What does he have to do to get his Hollywood card revoked?
The ratings,
rape someone, beat someone on camera.
The ratings for that show have to go down a little bit.
I'm sorry. Every once in a while, I lose my mind and become totally ignorant.
Forget about
what you just said.
Forget we're in America.
Is right. As long as you fucking American assholes keep watching this dickhead, you know.
Yeah. And now he's kind of brilliant because they didn't really start saying heinous shit until like the middle of the run of this horrible... One could argue that maybe he just says this shit to keep his ratings up.
God, I mean, why not, right?
Do you remember hearing about these duck cunts seven years ago when their show started?
No, I don't. I don't remember.
I mean, I don't remember them going. I remember the show, but I don't remember them going around saying horrific bullshit until like 3 or 4 years ago. Maybe one could argue that Phil's like, hey, you know, I'll go out and drum up some controversy for our duck show so that we can keep raking in the millions.
And he's not saying anything that the viewers don't necessarily agree with.
Because now he's got these assholes tuning in only because he's a Christian gay hater.
So what do we do? Fuck it. You know, A&E, enjoy your ratings. Enjoy all the fucking ads you're selling, you know. On behalf of these homophobic dickheads. God damn it.
Right.
I mean, how the guy that owns A&E, what's it? What's the president of A&E? I bet he's fucking rich. I bet he's loaded. Why can't he just say, hey, I don't want this show to speak for my network? Why can't he let it go?
Money. Right?
And what, he fires the duck cunts and then he gets fired because he fired the duck cunts? Because
they lose money.
But it's arts and entertainment. Right. Damn it.
I mean, there is a there. I'm sure there's a line if he actually was caught balls deep in a Girl Scout,
right?
Which he says he encourages people to do.
Oh, he's just joking. You don't know. That's just the way Phil jokes,
dude. If Rachel Maddow would have gone to a prayer breakfast and said, "Listen, guys, you know what you really need to do? Date 17-year-olds because they're if you start dating them that young, they're less likely to rob you." If she said that,
oh my God,
her head would have to be presented on a platter.
Right. We want her subpoena her hard drive.
She would have been thrown to the fucking wolves. Fed to the wolves. I don't know what the expression is.
One of the comments, I'm on the Washington Post here. I mean,
imagine Rachel Maddow saying that.
A respected tome, the Washington Post. And the most replied comment, which is good because it's not the most liked comment.
Yeah.
But here's representatives. Duck Dynasty may be on the decline, but after 6 years and billions of dollars, I think that would be okay. I side with Phil.
Fuck you.
And I oppose the atheist's response via the friendly atheist. It's part of the story. In the Washington Post, they mentioned that the Friendly Atheist blog responded to Robertson's remarks by questioning whether Robertson actually knows any atheist personally. I don't see anything wrong with that.
No. Name your atheist friends.
So this guy says, totally irrelevant. The point he is making is about morality and right and wrong. I should probably start over.
Totally irrelevant. The point he is making is about morality and the right and wrong.
Fuck you.
His position is that for millennia, man has derived order and mortality.
Burn in hell.
I think you might have meant morality, but mortality from God as we may know him, capitalized H.
No, mortality comes from God, right? Because God made us human. He made us mortal.
I put you on.
Give me out of his head.
I put you on this earth, I'll take you out.
Yeah, I'm a loving God.
A higher power than ourselves teaching us humility and allowing us to recognize that our actions have consequences.
Wow.
His point is that atheists do not receive this source of guidance between right and wrong. Therefore, how can they say that a rape and murder is absolutely wrong?
Fuck off.
I side with Phil. As an atheist, you have no theism and thus no law, no rule or force to separate an action from acceptable and good into unacceptable and bad.
Well, you know, you're wrong, because even though right now I would like to stomp your fucking Christo-fascist face in, that's a wrong thing to do. And I have morals, and I know that I can't do that.
Who said this? What is that?
This is an idiot comment. This is the most... Fortunately, it's the
Fuck off.
Fortunately, it's the most replied comment, because... Yeah. They really do kind of jump on him. So one guy says, the thing is, rational, sane people don't need a god to tell us that raping and killing people is bad.
That makes sense, right? I mean, does that make sense to you? Right? You're an atheist now. Are you for or against raping and killing at Vile Experience?
It's definitely against.
It's exhaustive. It really is. Or it's exhausting and it's exhaustive. Both.
And this guy just doesn't get it. He answers back, but why is it bad? If you have no rule or guide or moral structure from a higher source to tell you it is.
Fuck you.
We don't need a higher source, you moron.
It is a higher source. My brain is a higher source than your stupid fucking fictional fucking god and book that goes along with it that tells people to throw rocks at my wife if she doesn't suck me off when I want her to. How dare you?
It's just so stupid.
I'm losing my mind.
The arguments are so profoundly moronic and childlike, really.
Oh yeah. Well, you don't have a big scary dad telling you what to do, so obviously you don't have any morals. Hey Christians, what are you? A bunch of children? Honestly. Are
not
you a
all.
Bunch of children?
Not all.
Well, this guy and Phil Robertson.
Right.
Seriously. A bag of dicks to everyone.
But
this
if you
morning.
Want an exercise in getting all fired up, head to the comments in one of these in one of the less liberal newspapers or periodicals or websites, and you'll find plenty. Go to the Blaze and you'll find plenty of hatred for Atheists. Oh, these are the wonderful people who think atheists should be rounded up and put in camps.
Please.
And I'm not kidding.
Let me tell you something. If you put every atheist in a camp, you know the best place on the planet will be? In that fucking camp.
Like Brent says about gay marriage.
Yeah.
Gay weddings are the most fun.
They're the most fun.
Why would you hate on
it's
gay
true
marriage?
I've been to one gay wedding, and it was more fun than every other straight wedding I've been to.
There you go.
So there. Even my own.
Too bad they're going to rot in the fires of Hades.
Yeah. I mean, that's so ridiculous. You want people that don't follow your rules to burn eternally into in what? Where is hell? Is it inside the earth? I've always understood that hell was underground. Is that true? Or is that... Are we not to take that literally? Or are we supposed to take that literally?
Hell is MSNBC.
Right. They broadcast live from the magma core of the fucking earth.
It's in Rachel Maddow's Tidy Whities.
Does she wear tidy whities?
How would I know?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
She hates our show.
Let's see what's...
They said I wear tidy whities.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
All right.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios. High atop the Crab Diving Tower here in Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. Sarah Palin leads us into the headlines where we like to check out and see what's going on in the world. We check a couple of different periodicals, one liberal, one
effete,
dumb.
No, wait, yeah, stupid.
But the liberal one is the effete one. And... We go to the commie pinko liberal Huffington Post.
I fucked my lineup, everyone.
Well, you
Kate, mark it down in the master script.
You were performing HVAC.
Oh, yes. I turned on the fan.
You were turning on the fan. Over at the Huffington Post, there is a photograph of... Oh, my nephew just commented
what did he say?
Facebook. I don't know. I just got I heard a beep.
Yeah, yeah.
Over at the Huffington Post, there's a picture of Jeb Bush.
Fuck you.
You may know him as the little bro.
Right. He's already got shenanigans afoot.
Of this guy.
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
What a dickhead. I mean, what a dickhead.
God. How many of those are there of Barack Hussein Obama?
Oh, shit. Just so many. You know what he does instead of flubs like that when he's... I mean, who's to say that's a flub? I mean, maybe George Bush, that's what he wanted to say.
And to the C students. I say... You too can be president of the United States.
Now, the video that goes along with that, you can't see it if you're listening at home. W is just flipping off America at that point. Yeah. It's like, fuck you. Prepare to be led by the slightly below average.
And Cheney's in the back sucking the life force out of Iraqi babies.
I'm ejaculating oil into the Gulf. Fuck you.
So the headlines, there's a photograph of Jeb Bush looking vexed. One would say.
Oh, no, he's sad.
And the headline says, Christian right, anyone but Jeb.
Oh, yeah. Why don't they like Jeb? What's wrong with Jeb? He's a child of God.
It leads to a New York Times story.
Fuck you.
From Oskaloosa, Iowa.
Oh, shit.
Fearing that Republicans will ultimately nominate an establishment presidential candidate like Jeb Bush... Leaders of the nation's Christian
right.
have mounted an ambitious effort
from behind.
We gotta man the barricades, everyone, because these snatches are getting onto their Christian fucking high horses. It says they're mounting an ambitious effort to coalesce their support behind a single social conservative contender. Months before the first primary votes are cast. That's what we talked about a little bit yesterday when Ted Lee Cruz announced.
Yes, fuck you, Ted.
And spent the first 40 minutes
of his ridiculous speech where the students were conscripted right. and you, forced to sit there.
Stand up or I'm going to crucify you.
He spent the first hour almost
yes.
basically saying, if you're not a white Christian, fuck you.
Hey, thanks for the honesty, Ted.
I mean, really, there were criticism from the right, even, I read, of people saying that. You know, saying that Ted Cruz is not who we need right now.
Right.
Because he basically came out there and said, fuck the rest of the country. We're ramming Jesus
absolutely
up everyone's orifice.
When has anyone said, oh, my God, I need Ted Cruz? No one.
So recent straw polls
yes.
and exclusive meetings from Iowa to California, the Christian lunatic leaders, I'm embellishing a little, are weighing the relative appeal and liabilities. So they're doing a lineup, and they're like, who's prettiest? Who's got the biggest Christian dick?
I love how it's a – no, they just have to pick who's the least crazy. That's why Mitt Romney ran. He's the least.
Well, no, these guys are looking for the craziest.
Oh, yeah. This is Iowa.
This is the Christians are trying to pick one because they realize that all these lunatics are going to chew each other like piranhas.
Oh, yes. I think.
So Ted Cruz, Jindal, Rick Perry, Huckabee, Santorum.
God, I don't know. Who are they going to choose?
Ben Carson.
Huckabee. I'd go with Huckabee if I were them.
Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council.
Fuck you, Tony.
And Ninny Dicktard, can't say tard, of megalithic proportions.
Nobody likes you, Tony.
They share with us here on the New York Times that the Family Research Council is a national lobbying group that opposes abortion and equal rights for gays.
A bag of dicks to you, Tony.
At least they say equal rights for gays. You know,
right.
This is the New York Times, which is far from liberal. Tony Perkins says, it's too early for a group of leaders to come out for a candidate, but not too early for the conversations to begin.
Okay, so, hey, anytime you want, if you could start sucking me off, I totally appreciate
it. Who hates gays the most?
Right.
Ted Cruz, tell us how you would kill all the gays.
Yeah, how do you want the gays to burn in hell, right. Ted?
Mike Huckabee, how would you get rid of every stinking Mexican on our soil?
Right.
Please tell us.
Hey, Ted, tell us what you would do to, rule over all the vaginas in the country. How would you master the puss, Ted?
So the lunatics are already kind of trying to get together and say, you know, we should pick one crazy to push to the top of our shit pile.
Right. Like I'm going to polish this turd.
Like the little curly part at the end.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when it's squeezed off.
Who will summit to the top? You can use summit as a verb. I'm summiting.
Let's now begin our descent.
Yes.
Back into the Dark Ages and back into the IQ range of a kumquat.
Are you referring to the Drudge Report?
DrudgeReport.com.
A paper made famous by a load on a dress.
I knew this would be their big the big boners on the right today because it's been announced.
Yay.
That's not even the big headline.
Oh.
Interesting. The picture in the side headline is about Bo Bergdahl being charged with desertion. You know, he's the soldier that Obama apparently released the four horsemen of the apocalypse of Taliban members to get back in prisoner swap or whatever.
Right.
And now they're saying the five leaders of ISIS are all going to kill us because the president let a deserter go.
He traded General Zod for him.
Well, now they're going to fucking charge him with desertion because they weren't sure why he wandered away and got himself captured. And now they're saying they might actually press charges. So now the right is like, see, Obama went and saved a criminal.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I don't understand. Like, why doesn't Bo Bergdahl just say I got lost?
I got
separated from my unit.
It's been a pretty long investigation.
Yeah. How would you know if he was lying or not? I guess you just say what's.
But the real headline over on the Drudge Report,
perfect,
is it says Dawn of the Digital Actor.
Ooh. Oh, that's bad. don't need actors anymore. We'll just make them up out of a fucking computer.
No actor is indispensable, it says in this HollywoodReporter.com article. Yeah. An evil commie pinko liberal Hollywood eat. Reporter article is linked from Drudge. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's strange.
It says no actor is indispensable. That's the blunt lesson from the fact that Universal Pictures was able to complete its April 3rd tentpole, Furious 7, even following star Paul Walker's death in a November 2013 car accident halfway through the shoot.
Right. Oh, wow. You're dead, so you wouldn't know, but...
Two of his brothers stood in for him occasionally.
Holy shit.
And they cut footage from earlier films in, but they're also saying that Peter Jackson's company called Weta Digital was asked to basically have some parts where they CGI'd Paul Walker into the movie.
They did that in The Sopranos with Tony's mom. Whoever the actress is that played her.
Nancy Marchand.
Yeah.
That was creepy. That didn't look 100%.
It looked horrible.
Yeah, that looked really fucking creepy. Yeah. Oh, it's in here later on in the story. In 2000, with the passing of Nancy Marchand, they did 2D compositing, which is... he said the problem was the angles didn't really match well as they could have. So they're even talking about how bad it was then. Now they're saying they've got the technology that they can, kind of go ahead. And
shit.
It's probably going to get to the point where they don't fucking need us anymore.
It's so expensive. Oh, yeah. It's so expensive, though, to do that. If I was in that, if I was producing that movie, I would have been like, no. Let's get a new actor. Well, writers, congratulations. You have to write a scene where Paul Walker dies in some horrible car crash.
Yes.
I mean, it's a movie about cars, right?
So you're saying they should knock him off in the middle of the movie and just be done with it?
I mean,
but they don't shoot sequentially, so...
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
It's probably scattered all throughout the movie.
But as a producer, you can just say, figure it out, assholes.
Why is it the headline on Drudge? Is that the Alex Jones connection? Like, oh, look, the Skynet's taken over because of Obama or something?
Oh, the acting thing?
What's the Drudge angle?
Is it to make liberal actors feel bad about themselves that they're getting replaced by a robot software computer thingy?
I guess, maybe, yeah. Look at you.
We don't even need you.
Mincing wussies. We don't need you.
Or they wanted to do a story about Furious 7. That's the car movie, right? It's a dumbass car movie?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the seventh version.
Good God.
Of a dumbass car movie.
Hollywood, be ashamed. God. You know what it is? There are more fans of that movie that read Drudge. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That might read the HuffPo. And that's why the story isn't on, billboarded on the HuffPo. Everybody at Drudge is a fan of that stupid fucking movie series. I guarantee you. They drive them cars fast and... Ben Diesel's in it. And Dwayne The Rock Johnson's in it as well as Vin Diesel. Is that the big news? I remember reading that somewhere.
Wow, double the...
It's a total squirt fest.
Bald lunkhead acting ability.
We need some meatheads. Some real meatheads.
I don't know, over on the side here at the Hollywood Reporter, there's a J.K. Rowling author,
sure.
Harry Potter. Who, by the way, was a billionaire and ain't no more because she gave almost all of her money away.
Wow. That's amazing.
She was the first author to become a billionaire, but she lost her status because she donates so much of her money.
So is she homeless now? Well, she gave it all away?
Most. But even if she gives away 90% of her money, she still has $100 million.
Fuck her. That's not what it says in the Bible.
Right. She should be taking more.
Right.
Dollar. Reverend Dollar says so, right? What was that guy's name?
Oh, the guy that wants the congregation to raise money so he can have a private fucking jet?
We need $65 million so I can fly around the world and give Jesus to the masses.
Who does he think he is, a fucking Scientologist?
Right. When that battle's going on, too, now, there was that documentary has come out about Scientology. And
we got to see that.
The church... of Scientology has come out of swinging huge. I mean, they put out their own.
Oh, really?
Documentary, anti that documentary already, and they're saying it's none of it's true. It's all lies.
There, hey, it's Scientologists, save your breath. There's nothing you can do to change my mind.
The author's like,
You're loonies.
The author said L. Ron Hubbard was a wife beater.
Yeah.
And he said, why would I try to do anything? Why not just create a church? It's the best and easiest way to make money. And then he did. And then this guy said, I think later on, he started to buy his own bullshit, though, because he went nuts. He was a megalomaniac asshole.
When did the...
Paranoid.
Yeah. When did you start getting... When did people start becoming Thetans? Phaeton.
Yeah, I mean, how... And how could you read that stupid Dianetics book and I don't know. Although I feel the same way about
it. I'm a Thetan.
Atlas Shrugged.
Oh, yeah. I'm a Thetan 69.
Horrific.
Oh, yeah. I never read that. Is it funny?
Atlas Shrugged?
No, I'm kidding. I never read it. Oh, but it's the Ayn Rand.
It's horrible. It's boring. It's asshole wrecks the world because he's selfish and ends up winning.
Shit.
There you go. We're done.
What a great story.
The government tries to stifle him and his personal freedoms, of course. But I don't know. J.K. Rowling, I guess, got into a little Twitter snit with a fan who... Some anti-gay fan who tweeted that she's confused as to why Rowling... spoiler alert, by the way, if you haven't gotten to the sixth or seventh book or whatever. The Dumbledore is gay.
Yeah.
This person tweeted, well, I can't see... I can't believe you made him gay. I can't see him that way.
So...
And then Rowling responded.
What does that mean?
Rowling's response was, well, maybe because gay people just look like people?
Right.
With a question mark, 15,000 retweets, 19,000 favorites on that one.
Good one. That's a good one. What do you think it is? You think these homophobes? Yeah, I think they're stupid. Or say, oh, this wizard's gay. Right. Is Dumbledore, what is he, a wizard? The Harry Potter thing.
They were not happy about that one. And it wasn't even like...
He's a gay wizard.
In the seventh movie, Harry Potter walked into Dumbledore's chamber and found him balls deep in Hagrid. It's not what happened.
It was Hagrid. Is Hagrid the guy?
The ogre.
Oh, the ogre. Well, it could not be the other way around. Ogres are huge.
I think he's an ogre.
No, he's an orc.
Or is he Hagrid... is a giant, or Hagrid's a half-ogre or something. I forgot. It's been a while since I read the book.
Orcs are Lord of the Rings.
He's the guy who... Yeah.
Okay.
He's the guy who's in charge of the animals.
Yes. Wow.
Anyway.
All the orcs are gay, by the way.
But they are.
Who wrote Lord of the Rings? L-O-R?
J-R-R Tolkien.
Yeah. He made all the orcs gay.
Right. Well, they all are all... dark-skinned, so in a Christian mind, of course.
It's a double whammy! Well, I think what it is, man, these idiot homophobes, when they say someone's gay, that you're right. They immediately start imagining, like, double-fisted blowjobs and the spit roasting and a big gay orgy, That's what they go to. Dumbledore whips out his magic wand.
Well, right, it was even... like the vaguest of references in the movie or something, and their fucking heads exploded.
Why'd you have to go and do that? Why'd you have to do that? Why are you shoving this gay shit down my fucking gullet?
Agenda. The gay agenda.
Right. In the gay agenda in Harry Potter. I don't know. Bring it on.
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing. Just amazing. Okay, we talked about that already. I've got, before we take a break at the top of the hour, did you see, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Burger King?
Right.
This is in Japan.
We need that gong.
I guess maybe it's not as crazy.
Yeah. We need a gong right here in the studio, so whenever we mention Japan, we can, there you go. I'm gonna hit it, though.
In Japan,
yes,
Burger King is now branching out and will be selling a limited edition fragrance.
Burger King?
It's a Whopper grilled beef burger scented cologne. It's going to be sold on April 1st, though it's not an April Fool's Day joke, because I don't think the Japanese do the April Fool's Day thing.
God, how did they recreate that smell?
They're going to sell it only for one day. The limited flame-grilled fragrance can be purchased for about $40 with the burger, and they will only sell about 1,000 of them.
Why don't they just give them away? It's weird. Like, Burger King wants to make $40,000. Like, they need $43,000.
Well, but if you put a value on it,
yes,
then it's exclusive.
Right.
Then it's not just any schmuck waiting in line can get one. You got to have the cash to be able to fork over, be willing to fork out $40 for a goddamn burger juice in a bottle.
I mean, should we invest in this?
No.
There's a Burger King right over there. I mean, how many? How many?
They have chicken fries back.
Oh, right.
By the way. That's all over Twitter. Apparently, it's big news that chicken fries are back at... You know, there's bombs raining on children in Syria.
Right.
There's mustard gas frying out the eyes of people in Africa.
There's a chance I might get fucked if I lather this Whopper cologne on my neck.
Right. And trending in the United States is chicken fries.
Trending on Twitter.
And, of course, tweet us during the show if you like at Crab Diving. Let me see. One, two, three, four of the top 10 trends right now are about that One Direction dude that quit.
Zayn, I see it right now.
Yeah, Zayn.
I don't know what all this
Zayn Malik or Zayn Malik. Z-A-Y-N.
Always in our hearts, Zayn Malik.
There you go.
Is he dead?
No, he's decided that the One Direction, that being 22 years old, traveling the world, having women fly at him like moths to a flame, and all of that is too much for him. He's got to stop. He just wants to be a regular 22-year-old.
God, I mean, what a dickhead.
But maybe, I mean, he's already got millions.
But he doesn't.
He's the smart one. Maybe he's like, fuck this. I'm going to go. He's got some like supermodel chick. And that's one of the problems, is that everywhere he goes, there was a recent scandal where they thought he was fucking somebody else, there's a picture of him hugging somebody. I don't know what it was, but it was
fuck this kid.
It caused a fight between him and his girlfriend.
22 years old.
And he's like, I love her, and I would never cheat on her.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was allegedly the final straw that he was like, I can't do this anymore.
So. Was the band mad that Zayn's offstage antics were becoming the story rather than people talking about the music of One Direction?
They all have their offstage antics. That's the only reason they exist, is their offstage antics. Look at the fucking Twitter.
What's their song? What's their big song? Is it good? There's no way we're going to like it. It's a shitty song.
I know of one. It's That's What Makes You Beautiful, or that's what makes her beautiful.
That's what makes her beautiful.
They were put together on Simon Cowell's show, X Factor.
Is he one of these game show fuck faces?
The band is. They all had, I guess, auditioned solo, and they all got kicked off. But then somebody got the idea, well, let's just put these five pretty boys together and make a band out of them. And guess what?
Yeah,
they're a massive. Massive hit.
14.3 million Twitter followers.
There you go.
And, oh my God, it's just my friends that follow Zayn.
Wait, you do not have friends that follow Zayn Malik.
You know, if you're not in LA, you might not know this guy if you're not in the old comedy world, but this guy's a headliner. He travels all around. Mike Moratori.
Moratori follows Zayn Malik. Yeah. I follow that One Direction guy.
You gotta be kidding me. What the fuck? I gotta give him shit about this. I'm screen capping that. Screen capping. sounds like cold music.
This video on YouTube?
How many?
617,753,000 views.
How does it feel to be fucking stupid?
617 million views. Holy fucking shit. Of course, over here on the side, you know how they have related videos and stuff? There's a bunch of One Direction ones. They're popular dudes. But this one, by a different artist, has 1,149,301,904, about to be 905. Justin Bieber, back before the PN and the and back when he sounded like he came from Canada.
You know, he these young guys that are in control of the entertainment industry, at this party after the Comedy Central roast of Bieber, I walked into this room to this huge party. They spent $500,000 on this fucking
ridiculous
party.
Ridiculous.
So stupid.
Ridiculous.
Children starving in China. There's no fucking food. But Will Smith's kid gets to run around with a fucking camelback thing on his back because he's worried about, I don't know, he might die of thirst at this amazing party. Anyway.
Scientologist, by the way.
Yeah. There was like a Justin Bieber statue. Like a thing of Justin, a picture of Justin Bieber that was like two stories high.
Oh, God.
And he was stretched out like Jesus with his hands out and his shirt off with his dumb look on
shirtless,
his
shirtless, of course. Yeah.
And they just kept like projecting images on it of like every once in a while, like fire.
I'm cum
like,
stains.
Yeah, I was like, why don't we have some.
Is your gay God going to come and, save you?
Yeah, no one's saving us from Bieber. he's terrifying.
Horrible.
Stupid.
You dick.
Yeah. Agreed, Spicoli.
Agreed, Spicoli. So that's the other big news. The One Directioner apparently is done. He's gone. Now it's two separate directions. Zayn Malik, however the fuck you pronounce his name, is no longer going to be part of the band. How long, by the way, what's the over and under on this soulmate of his now that he's quit the band?
Yes.
How are we going to be pessimistic and say that the relationship may not last?
It's not going to last. He quit the band. Hey, listen, everybody. Vanna White never left her job. Hasn't left her job yet. How long has she been the letter turner on Wheel of Fucking Fortune?
1,000 years.
Do you think some days she was like, I'm sure there were days where like people were whispering her in her ear, you know, Vanna, you can there's more.
You can have your own
show. You can have your own show.
Or you flip your own.
And you know what?
You flip your own
and
letters.
She's brilliant. I imagine she said, you know what? I could, but I got this. I got the best job in Hollywood. I don't have to do fucking shit. And I'm getting paid like a boss. Right. Vanna White, you fucking idiot.
Well, even
Vanna
him.
Fucking White.
Even Sajak.
Yeah, he never quit.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, no. He tried to have a show on MSNBC or CNBC or
but
something.
But he never gave up.
Oh, no.
The wheel.
Right.
He never let go of the wheel, man. He's not that dumb.
Don't reinvent the wheel of fortune.
He didn't McLean Stevenson it.
Oh, God.
Sorry, kids, for those of you born, anytime in the last 30 years, McLean Stevenson was on MASH, and it's the big story that after the first season of MASH, which was kind of a hit,
yeah,
it was just the first season, wasn't it, that
he
bailed to go to Hello, Larry.
But it's not a fair comparison. It's not. McLean Stevenson made a bad decision. You can't fault him for it. Hollywood came to him and say, hey, we want you to be the face of this show, Hello, Larry. Right now, you're in an ensemble thing. You're in MASH. It's not about you. The main character's not. He's not the main character. This was going to be, you know, his show.
It'd be hard to turn the dough down. I'm sure they waved a lot of cash at him.
Oh, fuck yes.
And as someone who's tried to make money as an actor, somebody waves some cash in front of you, you're like, okay,
but
fine.
But still, maybe if you even, he probably made the wrong decision even weighing that.
Right.
But this doesn't make sense because he's not leaving for Hello Larry, Zane.
He's leaving for what's her face?
To go stare at the wall. I mean, he can make so much money. I would.
Well, but he's made a lot of money. I mean,
he can make more money. He's got 14.3 million Twitter followers.
I'm sure there's going to be, you know, he's leaving now. Give it 6 months. They're going to have a horrific breakup. And then he is going to decide he's going to need to do a solo album.
Is he Sting and are these assholes the Police in One Direction? Is that, I don't know. I'm trying to think.
That one brought a pain to my stomach
He's doing yoga fucking his wife, Sting. Whatever.
Good God.
Listen, I don't.
But the Police are not One Direction.
No, not at all. I just don't know why you, this makes me, I'm more pissed off now than I was during all the Phil Robertson stuff.
About this guy?
Yeah, he's a fucking asshole.
About Zayn Malik?
I can't take it anymore.
It's kind of hard to relate, yeah.
You know,
can't handle all the fame and fortune.
Yeah. Coal miners say that sometimes, I imagine, when they're down in the depths of a mine and there's a partial, like, cave-in and they're coughing up dust. They're like, I can't take it anymore. Right. I want to leave. I'm going to walk away. Oh, wait, I can't.
And then those fuckers want to unionize.
Fuck them.
And want to have more than, they want to have, like, days off and shit.
Yeah.
Did you see what's going on in Wisconsin? I don't know. Wisconsin has gone just fucking crazy, man. Now they're trying to get rid of weekends.
Oh, I saw this.
Like, you can't work 7 days in a row. I guess there was a law or something like that. Well, now they're saying, well, we think you should be given the option if you want to. But what they don't realize is the reason that all this shit happened is because the employers will coerce people to do this by saying, well, you know, you don't have to work 7 days in a row.
Yeah.
But that guy over there will.
Absolutely. We were speaking of this with Citizen X last night at dinner. This is maddening. This pisses me off. Why do we hate weekends? Why
they hate workers. They want to be able to pay nothing. They want slave wages. They want feudalism back.
Those ex-Nazis, the Germans, even the ex-Nazis make you take a vacation, correct?
Well, I think categorizing them as ex-Nazis is technically correct.
Oh, it's horrible. I mean, it's a horrible way to, but this is insane what we're talking about. Taking away weekends. Sunday fun day.
Somehow we were mentioned through the Twitter, by the way.
Oh, really?
In one of those newspapers, those aggregating newspapers.
Oh, really?
Catholicism Daily?
Oh, dude, I tagged something.
What the hell
something.
Did we?
I tagged something Catholic, too, on a Facebook post. I wonder what it was not flattering of the Catholic Church at all. I'm trying to remember what the fuck it was.
Oh, somebody said we have a dope feed. Thank you. That's very kind of you. And thanks to Jesus and Tamara Lepianka for retweeting us recently on the Twitter machine.
Tamara Lepianka.
And Lane Brooks and Todd David for following us.
Thank you.
Today. Thanks for joining us, guys, on the Twitter.
You know what it was? There's some story about, I saw it on the Mirror. Mirror is one of my favorite websites. The weird news there. I get a lot of stuff for crab diving on Facebook there.
Go to crabdiving.facebook.com/crabdiving for hard-hitting journalistic standards.
Oh, my God. They had this video, this little tiger cub thing. It was so fucking funny. It's no news quality any whatsoever, but I put it up there. Anyway, no. The Catholic story, it was just a video of this exorcism and how stupid it is. That's all. I put a video and I hashtag it Catholic. It's ridiculous.
Exorcisms.
It's like
fascinating.
It's and the envelope, please. And the Oscar goes to...
You can get them online now.
The guy screaming about the exorcism. If I was going to cast a movie, and who do you want the best? You want the best actors in this? Give me those. I'm going to the Catholic Church. I'm getting these exorcism fuckers.
You know, there's a new Christo Ninny movie out.
Christo Ninny.
Christo Ninny Films.
And I don't know, like, what kind of maybe hidden camera footage they have of some of these actors that are in it, but like Mira Sorvino is in it. One of the Hobbitses. Sean Astin.
Yes.
Is in this movie. I don't think these are big Christo ninnies, but somehow they've been bought off to Sybil Shepherd is in this fucking movie.
What?
To,
well, she just wants a fucking job, man.
It really is some horrific. I saw some of the reviews for it, and of course they're heinous. But it's
God
one of
damn
these.
It. I feel like I know of what you speak.
It's one of these new Jesus movies.
Yeah. Would you do it? Would you be in it? I mean, if they're like, "Hey, we'll pay you scale, SAG scale."
Right now,
day.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I'll show my ass.
We're gonna have to wipe the internet clean of this show, though. This will not be tolerated by powers that be.
Yeah. We were looking at your Twitter feed.
Yeah.
And you use the word cunt an awful lot.
Right. We're trying to cut down on that.
Mira Sorvino, Sybil Shepherd.
What? Mira Sorvino?
Delroy Lindo.
Okay. Who the fuck is that?
Lee Majors.
Lee Majors. Wait, alive?
6 million. Yes, he's alive.
That's shocking to me.
That's the miracle of the movie. They've brought Lee Majors back from the
dead.
This
is a great story. I always thought Lee Majors was dead.
I think it's called... the headline is, what are Mira Sorvino, Lee Majors, and Sybil Shepherd doing in this self-pitying Christian version of Crash?
Oh, my God.
Did you ever see Crash?
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Yeah.
Recommend. It gets a recommend.
So, this is on rawstory.com. It's a Christian-themed movie. Do you believe?
No.
Oh, my God. This is the
credits.
Same. It's the same assholes that wrote God's Not Dead.
What is that one?
That was that one with Sorbo, wasn't it? Where... The evil atheist professor tried to get kids to write a paper that proving that God is dead or some bullshit.
All these meathead like men that are these stupid idiot right wing nut jobs. Kevin Sorbo, Chuck Norris, what great company!
In one of the interconnected plot lines, Liam Matthews, I don't know who that is, plays a born again EMT. who proselytizes to a dying man instead of attempting life-saving maneuvers.
Wait a second.
And in the movie, he's sued by the secular humanist widow.
Right.
And her religion-hating attorney. They make the fucking asshole EMT who prays over someone when he should be saving them into the good guy? What?
Listen, I know, yeah.
What?
Amazing. Damn. Who plays the EMT?
Even in the Catholic News Service, they've panned this hate fest, apparently. This guy wrote in the Catholic News Service, you don't have to be a militant secularist like the nasty lawyer Andrea, who threatens to take Bobby for all he has after he converts a dying atheist.
Wow.
To wonder if Bobby hasn't crossed the legitimate line between church and state by evangelizing the Windy City.
The Catholics won't get behind this. That's amazing.
Even the Catholics are like, you know, you should probably save the guy's life.
Dude,
don't fucking try to convert him because he's an atheist.
This is an organization that got behind the Holocaust, but not this movie.
Well, they didn't get behind the Holocaust. They just didn't get in front of it.
Right. they did the bare minimum. Good job, dickheads. God.
The one critic says the movie is as subtle as a sledgehammer to the toes and only slightly more entertaining.
Is dude British, the guy that wrote this article?
One says...
I smell England.
It's a self-aggrandizing sermon that preaches only to the faithful. Well, that's what they want. Nobody's trying to convert anybody.
Yeah. They want Jesus porn. Like, what was the one... The fucking Braveheart did whatever. Mel Gibson,
the whipping of the Christ,
right.
The blood flailing of the Christ,
yes, overacting of the Christ.
Oh yeah. Oh, look at the blood. Oh yeah. Oh god, look at all that whipping.
Oh, yes. Do you think with Jim Caviezel, I heard that they, that, you know, Mel Gibson's a good actor. He's an actor's director. To help Jim Caviezel, they would do repetition exercises while Caviezel was crucified up there on the set. You know, like, you know what I'm talking about. They did the Meisner exercises.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Blue.
Red.
Blue.
Suitcase.
Are you supposed to repeat?
I hate your mom!
Meisner is repeating, right?
Repeat, but then it turns into something.
Oh, then it flows into
repetition
something
else, yeah. Turns into something.
some of those acting exercises.
Well,
very odd. 12 lines intersect in Do You Believe, a Christian drama. It has familiar storylines. Troubled teens, traumatized vets, petty hoodlums.
God, he like prayed instead of tried to resuscitate the guy. Or...
EMT, they're talking about this one specific point. EMT Bobby tends to a man who's half crushed in a worksite accident.
Oh, God.
Bobby checks the man's religious affiliation. I don't know, he answers. Then presses a wooden crucifix into the man's hand and encourages him to accept Jesus as his savior, which he does before he dies.
Oh, my God. Could you give me a tourniquet? Could you do something?
Can you put my spleen back in, please?
Or if you can't do anything, instead of praying, shoot me up with as much morphine in that first aid bag of yours, you asshole.
They say that Bobby then becomes the victim of rampant secularism.
Yeah, you're goddamn right he does.
A nasty lawyer who proudly admits she only goes after him for the money waves the wooden cross at back at Bobby and says, "This cross is going to cost you." My pretties.
I tell you what, if I was Barack Obama and this was a real situation, I'd have that guy into the Oval Office. What the fuck were you thinking?
Disgusting.
What the fuck were you thinking? Save the guy's life. Tie off a tourniquet or do something.
Ridiculous. Oh, he'd be in jail. He should be in jail.
Absolutely.
Praying. Your job is to save people, save their physical bodies that's in front of you, not to save their immortal soul.
Yeah, and if you're the guy working with this EMT, you should have reported him. You should report this bullshit behavior. But this is a movie we're talking about. This didn't happen, right? This is a movie.
Correct.
Okay. Oh, my God.
I mean, if that were to happen real life, just so you know, Christians, if Christian EMTs, if I get crushed by something, I'm going to try to vomit on you as I'm dying if you're trying to throw Jesus at me instead of trying to, put my lungs back together or something.
Save my life. I know that's crazy. Pull out that big fancy. You got a whole truck full of shit that's job is to save my fucking life.
And even if I'm dying, the last thing I want is to feel Jesus tickling my prostate as I'm shedding my moral coil.
But if you've never felt that, you really are missing out. Yeah, Jesus.
I hear Jesus was quite the cock.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, that's going to be a clip someday. We've blown past our break.
Oh,
it's 3:20. Do you care? Do you need to take a break?
No.
All right. Let's forge ahead, ladies and gentlemen. For you, we're sacrificing.
Dee-dee-dee-dee. Yes.
what else is going on here in the world? I've got this is a story I've been sitting on for a few days. This is a sports-related.
Yes.
Baseball-related. Also touches on some, typical American pastime.
Right.
Of misogyny and racism. Because you heard about this Monet Davis controversy?
Yeah, totally.
That Monet Davis was the pitcher.
Is this the tweet?
The 12-year-old, or at the time, I think she's all of 13 now.
Yeah.
And some dickwad in the university, Bloomsburg University, said they tweeted about, the Disney announced that they're going to make a movie about her life. And this guy, Joey Castleberry, and you can just picture him, tweeted, "Disney's making a movie about Monet Davis? What a joke!" All capitals. "That slut got rocked by Nevada in the LLWS, League World Series."
Sports fans are just ruthless people. They don't give a shit. What a bunch of assholes.
Bloomsburg University kicked him off of the team. pretty swiftly. We don't abide by that shit. Well, now Monet Davis sent a letter to the university asking him to be reinstated.
Wow.
Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone deserves a second chance, she said. I know he didn't mean it in that type of way. I know a lot of people get tired of, like, seeing me on TV, but just think about what you're doing before you actually do it. I know right now he's really hurt. I know how hard he worked just to get where he is right now. She talks about how she knows how hard baseball players work to make the team.
Yeah.
And she feels bad for him that he got kicked off the team because he was in trouble for calling her a slut.
Well, I tell you what, man. I mean, I don't. She's more evolved than I am.
Oh, my God. I mean, who's the more evolved human anywhere near this story?
I think the Twitter war would have been different with other people back and forth. Good for her. Good for her, man. Yeah, congratulations. You're an evolved human being. You're only in your teens.
Amazing. Sophomore first baseman. He was the team's second leading hitter this season, hitting .389 with two home runs in six games.
Oh, shit.
He pretty quickly deleted his Twitter account.
Yeah.
Before he did tweet an apology, though. An example that one stupid tweet can ruin someone's life, and I couldn't be more sorry about my actions last night. That first part negates your fucking...
Yes.
By saying, well, the shit hit the fan, so wow, am I sorry. He's not sorry he said it.
Yeah.
He's sorry that he got caught saying it, and he's getting shit for saying it.
Shitheads don't know how to apologize.
Then he wrote...
It's a shitty apology.
I please ask you to forgive me. Truly understand that I'm in no way, shape, or form a sexist.
Bullshit.
And I'm a huge fan of Monet.
Okay.
She was quite an inspiration.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what he says in his private life.
Well put together, dickhead. The only smart thing that was done here, they deleted this idiot's Twitter.
He deleted it.
Oh, he deleted it. Yeah, that was smart.
I think he yanked it himself.
Good job, dude. It's like... Sometimes these fucking lugheads that hit the ball, catch the ball, and throw the ball forget that scene in Bull Durham.
Yeah.
Where Kevin Costner says, this is what you say. This is all you say. You say these things. And you don't say anything else.
Don't say anything else.
Because you're stupid.
The university spokesman in an email said, acknowledged that that Monet had reached out to them. They say her request demonstrates the type of person she is, her level of maturity, and the empathy that her family and coach teach her. Bloomsburg University stands firm on our decision, however. Stands firm on our decision, semicolon. Yes. However, his consequences will be reviewed, as it is common in disciplinary actions like this. So
they're saying, we're not going to take him back anyway. Fuck it. Now, that's exactly what I would do if I was a university. I don't want to deal with this idiot. Fuck him.
Or maybe they let him back next season or something.
I mean, he was hitting .380.
He was hitting.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah. Two homers in six games. So
Julio Lugo got a job. You know what he did? Google Julio Lugo and read what he did to his wife or girlfriend. He got a job after the Astros released him way back when.
Awesome.
I think he pulled his girlfriend out of his truck in the middle of the street, traffic, the whole deal, and hit her. He's a barbarian.
Like, struck her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was a slick fielding shortstop.
Yeah, he's good. He's a shortstop.
Shit, man. This guy over here, it would horrify you to know that he used to rape and torture dogs. But we're the Eagles. We don't care. We're going to give him a job and a paycheck.
Who are you talking about right now?
You know what I'm maybe fucking talking about.
Michael Vick?
Yeah, that's my Hitler. You know, what is that law that you go to? How quick does it take you to get to Hitler?
Godwin's law.
For me, it's Michael Vick. I can attach any horrible act to Michael Vick.
Goes back. Sports-related. Yeah. Goes back to Michael Vick.
But really, I feel like, God, you can pay anybody else to be quarterback, but you're going to pick Michael Vick? Okay. Really? Animal torturer?
Hashtag my ex in five words is trending. That's because of At Midnight.
Oh, really?
My ex. And the fourth one down I just read.
Yeah.
My ex in five words would literally rather date Hitler. Would literally rather date Hitler. Five words, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. There you go. Temporary lapse of good judgment is the next one.
Oh, that's funny.
Unfollow, but you can't unswallow.
That's, what does that mean?
My ex in five words. Unfollow, but you can't unswallow.
Rhymes, but it's kind of dumb.
Yeah. Anyway. My ex in five words. Trash, 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 trash.
Oh, shit.
There you go. Trending on the Twitter machine.
Trending on Twitter.
During the show. Don't forget to follow us on all of our social medias. Go to crabdiving.com over there on the left. If you make little L's with your finger and thumb, it'll let you know which side is your left side. And there's a bunch of little blue buttons over there you can tickle and touch, and it'll send you to all of our social media portals. And go there and love them and share them and like stuff and participate in the conversations. Lots going on Facebook especially.
Validate us, please.
Validate us. Please, Daddy.
Yeah.
Did you see what's going on in Indiana? Indiana.
Ding, 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 ding.
Is getting ready. The legislature there has passed SB 101. which translated is one of these no homos allowed here laws.
Fuck you.
We don't serve the gay here.
Ding, 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 ding.
Wrapped in the Christo-fascist bullshit of freedom, religious freedom.
Yummy.
You're stomping on our religious freedom. We should be able to go around and just shoot whatever homo we see. That's our religious freedom.
Fuck you.
Meanwhile, here in California, we talked about that initiative, that guy that that put $200 down and is forcing the... well, now there's nothing they can do about it. Our Secretary of State, or no, our Attorney General here...
Yes?
...has to write up this, let's take gays out and summarily execute them with a bullet to the head law that guy is trying to... There's nothing they can do about it, even though it's blatantly... Yeah. Unconstitutional. She is bound by law to, because this guy paid his $200 to file the bullshit, she's got to type that shit up. Well, I'm sure she's not.
No, she shouldn't do it. In protest, she should refuse to do it and get arrested or whatever. That, honestly, that it's civil disobedience. No, I'm not doing it.
So I guess they're going to have to let this guy try to collect his 350,000 signatures.
Yeah, fuck
kill
off.
Gay people.
No. This is when Obama calls and say, hey, tell that guy if he wants to do that, then he'll have to sue for his, he'll have to sue us.
Someone else
do it.
Dropped $200 though. And they're having like the religious jackass law or intolerant jackass law, something like that. It's, and even the person doing it said, I realize this is completely symbolic, but it's the same type of thing.
It's funny though. So I guess you have to let the other guy do it, right?
The scary part is going to be,
yes.
Who's going to sign it? I mean, I know they're going to find some. They're like, fuck yeah, shoot those faggots.
Yeah, I mean, it won't be hard to find. Nevada.
Here in California, though.
Yeah. I was just thinking, I was thinking about all those idiots, the idiots that were held up at
the Bundys.
Yeah, like those. Bundy whoever Ranch? Represents those people would sign it, I imagine. Lots of people in Texas.
Some of those guys, though, are those sovereign citizens who don't necessarily, they're extreme libertarians. Like, they don't necessarily care about the gay.
They want to be able to shoot the gay people themselves.
Right.
That's a libertarian.
They don't care if they get married. As long as, you know, they can still shoot them.
Libertarians, did you watch Deadwood and were like, oh, I wish we had that. Oh, my God.
There were more laws in Deadwood than some of these guys want.
Yeah.
So, now... This Republican-controlled state legislature has passed this bill that basically is going to allow people to discriminate.
Right.
And their profound shitbag of a governor, Mike Pence.
Hello, Mike.
Is just aching to sign. Well, they've been getting a lot of backlash, and now... An actual big hit to the possible big hit to the state. Gen Con, which was the original, and I will admit, I have attended a couple back in the day.
What is this?
It's like the original gaming, D&D gaming convention.
Gen Con. Oh, shit.
Which originated in Wisconsin.
Right.
Well, years ago, they got too big and moved, and they ended up moving out of Wisconsin and ended up in Indianapolis. But get this. $50 million in business this convention brings, wherever it goes. It's huge. It's the biggest gaming convention.
Right.
And
is it? It's not Comic-Con. It's different. Like, the idea is different than Comic-Con.
This is gaming.
Gaming.
Specifically gaming.
it's a bunch of gamers.
And Gen Con has said now they've sent a letter.
Right.
That has said, enacting this law will factor into our decision-making.
I am the key master.
On hosting the convention in the state of Indiana in future years.
Oh.
This is like maybe the second biggest convention they have in Indiana.
Holy shit,
I mean, this is a $50 million hit to the state. But now George Takei is getting involved.
Oh, sweet.
George Takei is also threatening to boycott Indiana. I mean,
Oh, wait a second.
No more Star Trek for you.
He's not a gamer.
Takei compared that bill to the one in Arizona that the swarthy Jan Brewer remarkably vetoed because she did the math.
And,
and there were a lot of companies, I think even Apple, I want to say, even was like, you know, yeah.
Listen, I just want to remind you that what we care about more than anything is fucking money, okay? Not people, but money.
On his Facebook page.
Yes.
George Takei.
Why doesn't he run for fucking office?
Well, he's almost 80.
He would be great. I mean, he's oh, God, I'm against actors being in politics.
There you go.
I keep forgetting that. But no, George would be good. I mean, he sat on the board of a bank. I mean, he knows business, right?
He started a bank.
Right.
Right.
He started a bank. I mean, he could be in Congress or a representative, don't you think? A mayor?
A successful bank, too, right? On his Facebook page, the governor of Indiana has indicated he will sign SB 101, a law that allows businesses to discriminate against customers based on the proprietor's religious beliefs. This bill is strikingly similar to the one proposed and vetoed due to public outcry in Arizona. Such laws harken back to a time where our society was divided. Harken back to a time where...
it's divided now.
George, buddy, look around, brother.
Slow the harkening. Harken. Who uses harken?
And when people of color were banned from white establishments. Oh, I see. He's going back to the time when you could hang Negroes in here.
Yeah, yeah.
That is not our nation any longer, and those are not our values. To the governor and the legislators in Indiana who support this backward-looking and divisive bill, I say to you this.
Uh-oh.
If it goes into effect, Indiana will be marked as a state where certain people are not welcome. And so we will not visit.
Yeah.
We will not spend. And we will not attend events, including Gen Con. The world's largest gaming convention held in Indianapolis each year. Many fans here are gamers, Governor Pence. And we will demand the convention move out of your state.
Is it safe?
Then he puts the governor's phone number.
Oh, does he really?
I'm sure it's not his cell.
Oh, my God.
But nonetheless, let Governor Pence know how you feel. Give him a call, 317-232-4567. That's 317-232-4567, especially if you live in Indiana. Call up your dried yak vomit stain a governor.
Is that still his words, George Takei?
I've drifted.
Okay.
After the phone number, it is now my words. Call that motherfucker up.
Yeah.
And tell him we don't abide by your bullshit.
Right.
No gays allowed signs going up everywhere.
That's ridiculous.
Did you see in Oklahoma that they
Indiana
actually
sucks already? They're going to make it suck worse.
But they actually kind of scuttled that law. There's similar law there. a Democrat was able to attach one of these riders to it or something that said, okay, if this passes, then the businesses that are religious fuckwad ninny bigoted ass fucks.
Yes.
Not her words.
Read back Mr. Vile's remarks.
Those that they should put a sign. They have to put signs up in their windows,
right,
that says, we do not serve certain types of people in here. Guess what? They don't want that.
Oh, no.
They don't want that. That's against, they want their freedom, but, you know.
That should be, hey, they should want that, though. That would help. Then you wouldn't even get any gay people coming in looking for service.
And you want to subject these people to the humiliation of going in and being thrown out. Sir, that's probably half their fun. That's what they want. I want to throw that faggot out of my business.
Guy, can we stop, please, bending over backwards to make straight, old, white men feel, quote-unquote, comfortable? Fuck you. Honestly, fuck off. Who cares about your fucking ignorant feelings? It's ignorance. Yeah.
So, 10 internet points to Raw Story for their headline on this, about George Takei encouraging the boycott of Indiana.
He should run for something. He's great.
Follow our Twitter, by the way. On our Twitter, I tweeted. I did a little bit of due diligence. And I found the website for the Indianapolis Convention Center.
Oh, yes.
And their entire 2014 and 15 schedule,
right,
of all these companies that are going there. And I tweeted out a link to it on our Twitter. And I said, tell all these people and Governor Pence no to religious bigotry.
Right.
And we've gotten a few retweets on that.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
So you can see all these companies that are already, that are going to have their big conventions there, and start emailing those guys.
God.
It's working with Rush Limbaugh. The whole hashtag Stop Rush thing has been working as much as, he's internet activists. he might be kicked off in Chicago. His ratings are low.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
And even he, like a couple of weeks ago, tweeted something out about his own relevance. It was really weird. It was like,
oh, he was in an oxy,
like being out of touch or something. Yeah,
I think he was in drug-induced state. He was depressed because he's fucking just eating oxys like bonbons.
So here on Raw Story, their headline about the George Takei thing says, "Set phasers to shun." So a few internet points to whoever came up with that.
That's a good one.
With that headline,
good for Takei, man.
Yeah, good for George Takei. But there are other. You know, these have been popping up. There's a few of these that are happening. We want to be able to discriminate against the homos law, which they say is for religious freedom.
Yeah, man.
It's all in the name of religious freedom.
It's the death throes.
But the Arizona one and this one in Indiana, I guess, are maybe the wording is different or whatever, but for some reason the activists are pouncing on these more than they are on some of these other
maybe
ones.
Maybe because of Gen Con. You know,
don't piss off the nerds.
How Gen Con's dangerous if you think about it. I mean, that many dungeon masters in one area. I mean, what if there's a horrible natural disaster or something?
What if all the DMs are lost at once?
Yeah.
Who's going to run those Dungeons & Dragons games?
Well, I mean, when you play...
It's a larger than Dungeons & Dragons. It's all RPGs.
Yes.
It's all role-playing games.
Right.
Like games like Risk,
right,
you know, like those big, massive war games and shit. Gen Con, I don't know if it still is, but when I went back in the 1840s, there were sections where they have people that, you know, they recreate these like World War II battles and shit, and you move your little tanks around, and they had these giant maps on huge tables all set up, and you roll the dice,
wow,
you know, and it determines how the outcome of certain battles. It's very detailed.
Oh, yeah.
So it wasn't only Dungeons & Dragons.
Okay.
Primarily it was Dungeons. A lot of costumes.
Yeah. Gen Con, I imagine, its members have a very low rate of skin cancer.
It's because of It's because they're very intelligent and they wear sunscreen when they're out.
They never go outside.
Fuck off.
I'm just kidding. But really, why do people go to Gen Con? It just seems like it's a whole group of people that are sort of anti, let's leave the house and go somewhere.
In my defense?
Yes.
I went.
You went to Gen Con?
Three times. Okay. Twice I was working.
Right.
I was getting paid to be there.
Yeah.
Once I went for fun.
Did you? Well, yeah. Listen, that it's something you like. I get it. Do you are there big gigantic D&D games that go on?
Yes,
there? Really. How many?
There's
people?
Big giant ones, and there's millions of little ones. You can have like 6 to 8 people, and they're in 4-hour slots.
Oh, cool!
And they put together a little dungeon, and you get your character. Sometimes you can bring your own character. Most of the time, they give you a character.
It's
to
a
play.
Character you created, right?
It's not most of the games. Most of the games, you're handed a character.
Oh, okay.
And they, when I did it, they had little contests. Like at the end of the game, yeah, the 4-hour block, everybody would get together and vote with the guy running it to decide who would win, like a $10 certificate, okay, or something like that. And
wait, buy merch. Do you get to name your character?
Most of the time, no.
The name's given to you
a lot of times.
Like what's a typical name?
Who knows?
Like John, Bob.
No, yes, it's exactly Maury.
Yeah.
Maury Berkowitz is a
something
18th
like
level mage.
Gargamel. Wait, that was the guy. That's a bad guy from the Smurf.
The Smurf. Bad guy.
Is Gargamel the most powerful bad guy of all bad guy villain types?
God.
Gargamel.
I thought he was pretty.
What did he do?
Feckless.
Yeah, he had a cat.
He couldn't. The Smurfs are the size of like a. Like a,
but they have
orange.
Magical powers, right? Didn't Smurfs have magical powers?
I have to admit, I didn't really watch the Smurfs.
You know, I shit you not, I went to one episode of church when I was growing up. We went to an early service at our church, and the associate minister...
Episode of church? It is a show.
On this episode of church, Ryan's pastor warns him not to watch the television show Flash... Or the Smurfs, because they're of Satan.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Don't watch the Smurfs. They're demonic. Fuck you, they're blue.
Speaking of, there's a... This is pretty heinous, too.
Heinous.
And if you think there's... It's a war of Christianity on us. There's no war on Christianity. Because here's another prime example. Representative Sam Johnson.
Right.
Shockingly a Republican.
Yeah. Shocker.
From Texas.
Okay. How did you ever find a Republican from Texas?
It was hard. It was difficult.
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, gays in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have... people come along who they loved. It was the same sex, and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
That's the last thing you want after, right before you go into battle. You kind of, if you don't want to get killed.
I don't think he means massages.
Somebody jack you off, you're all out of it. You know what I mean? You're like,
yeah.
You just want to
take a nap.
Yeah, it's not really. Give me my battle axe.
So Representative Sam Johnson introduced a bill and is receiving, again, thankfully, a massive online backlash.
Massive.
He introduced a bill called the Preserve and Protect God in Military Oaths Act of 2015. What this would do is force cadets at the Air Force's Academy to say, so help me God, during their oath.
Oh, my God.
Like, you can opt out if you're a non-believer. You can say, oh, so help me God, if thou likest.
Right.
But you don't have to. This fascist wants to force people to say, so help me God.
Nine!
Quote, our Constitution's very First Amendment protects every individual's freedom of religion.
Jesus.
but our servicemen and women who protect our county.
Our county?
By the way, this was, I believe he wrote, so they, he said county, he meant country.
Wow. That's a horrible typo.
They, with their lives, they protect our country with their lives, are seeing that freedom under fire. Let me be clear. Americans have the freedom of religion, but not freedom from religion.
Fuck off. God.
How? This is a Taliban.
It really...
This is an Iranian mullah.
This is an Iranian mullah with a very poor grasp of writing and...
How different is that?
Language.
To show me the difference, anybody out there, of how different is this absolute diaper stain?
Yes.
Sam Johnson from Texas. Fuck you.
Eat a dick, Sammy. A big bag of
them. How different is that Christo-fascist?
He sucks.
From ISIS.
Right. What's his name? Sam?
Sam Johnson.
Sam Johnson. Doc sucks.
Like dick.
Yeah. Sammy. What an asshole.
Mikey Weinstein, who is awesome. Mikey Weinstein is the guy that runs the Military Religious Freedom Foundation.
Right.
Who is, he wants it to remain really free for religious people in the military by making sure that the Christians don't fucking take over like they have been. He does things like, you'll have some lieutenant who's a member of the God Squad, who decides that all the men under him have got to go to church on Sunday. And if you're the atheist in the group, this has happened, by the way.
Yes.
You're the atheist in the group. Okay, you don't have to go. You can go pray to Jesus on Sunday with the rest of your troop. Or here's a toothbrush to clean the toilet.
Oh, my God.
You don't have to go. We're not forcing you.
Ugh.
Mikey Weinstein is fighting... for people like that to keep the Christo-fascists. That's what happened in Iran.
Oh, yeah.
They got the military. That's what happened in Egypt. They get the military on their side.
It's...
He's trying to prevent that from the military turning into a Christian force of evil.
You are a Christian force of evil.
So Mikey Weinstein said that Johnson... Representative Sam Johnson.
Yes, we fought in your general direction.
We spit your vile name.
Monty Python reference number one.
Mikey Weinstein says that Johnson, quote, should be tried for treason and sedition.
Yeah, fuck off, dude.
For even proposing such a bill.
Right.
Quote, the astounding ignorance and bigotry displayed by his brazen presentation of this proposed wretched... sectarian legislation is literally mind-ripping, he said.
That is a beautiful fucking sentence. That's an amazing sentence!
Weinstein knows his shit. Not only does it viciously savage United States constitutional religious protections afforded all American citizens, including members of the U.S. military, it also provides an unparalleled bonanza of propaganda for our fundamentalist Islamic enemies such as ISIS, the Taliban, and Al-Qaeda.
Damn. And he ends in threes. ISIS, Taliban, Al-Qaeda.
Additionally, it enrages our Islamic allies and utterly desecrates and destroys military unit cohesion, good order, morale, and discipline. The United States Congress should at the very least censure this constitutionally derelict villain.
Ooh.
And universally despicable human being. I'm so envious.
Of
Mikey Weinstein's prose there.
That's the most amazing thing we've ever read on this show.
The comment section of...
I mean, compare what he said to what was said earlier by the ninny, by Dickhead McGee.
I guess this Johnson...
Please.
Fuck. Yes. Has a website and had forgotten to turn off... the comments, because the comments are piling up. What this guy says, I, for one, as another vet, actually love this idea. We could have everyone at the end shout out what god or gods they're swearing to. Like the Christians could say, so help me God. But then the Muslims could yell, so help me Allah. And then the pagans could shout something like, so help me Thor. Hell, we should let them go through the whole damn list while they're at it. Oh, and the Satanists, can't forget them. I guess they would yell, so help me Satan. So yeah, religion.
Right.
One other guy says, I've taken the oath four times. I've never mentioned any God because I'm an atheist who is a patriot.
Right.
This fight you cannot be allowed to win. Both for my sake and for my Christian brothers in arms, America cannot have a religious armed forces.
Suck my dick!
And a lot of people are saying, you know, as a veteran, we fought to prevent people like you.
Yeah.
So we're fighting to preserve the freedom to keep your shit away from the United States.
In this scenario, dickhead, you're the bad guy.
One guy wrote, I'm an American veteran. I took the oath to defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. You, sir, are dangerously close to becoming an enemy of the Constitution. For suggesting that the rights of citizens be violated by trying to impose your narrow religious views on the brave service members who defend us all. We do have freedom from religion. And if you try to take it away, we will fight back.
Oh, shit.
If you want to live in a theocracy, then renounce your U.S. citizenship and go join ISIS.
Taking off the gloves.
And be with the rest of your kind, you traitor.
Oh, my God.
So, fortunately, there's a lot of wise humans out there who are fighting back against these dominionist evil fucks.
All right. It makes me feel better about humanity just a little bit.
Thanks, Thor.
Yeah, thank you, Thor. Thanks, Thor. who do the Rastafarians, we learned that they worship?
Haile Selassie.
Some dude from the 20s.
From the Ethiopian king, the 20s.
Yeah.
Very strange. On Faithless Friday, by the way, go to crabdiving.com, listen to the previous episodes of us. On Fridays, we
learn about a new religion.
We try to wrap our brains around a new type of religion and try to figure out what they believe in. Everything.
We learn about something else that's stupid.
Iceland.
Yes.
an organization. Asa Trúarfélagið.
Right.
Is a neo-pagan organization. And they are now starting. They're planning to start construction next month in Iceland on the first Norse temple in 1,000 years.
Holy shit.
They're building a temple to Thor.
Shut up. Really?
And Loki.
Oh, cool. Well, Loki's a bad guy.
But they're building it to... The temple will be dedicated to ancient Norse ideals. The leader of Asa Trúarfélagið said...
Shit.
The context is a bit different. Hilmar Orn Hilmarsson, he's a musician in Iceland who is also a high priest of Asa Trúarfélagið, says, I don't believe anyone believes in a one-eyed man who's riding around on a horse with 8 feet anymore. We see the stories as poetic metaphors and a manifestation of the forces of nature and human psychology.
Prepare for an invasion of nerd tourists.
Reykjavik City Council donated land for the temple.
Oh, my God. I mean, they're going to get visited by a bunch of nerds.
And the group has raised nearly $1 million for the building itself, which will be set into the hillside and topped with a dome to let in sunlight. it'll accommodate 250 worshipers, host weddings, funerals, naming rituals, initiation ceremonies, and more for the group's 2,500 members, just about.
Wow.
Which is triple the number from a decade ago. The Asa Trúarfélagið, which began in 1972, says on its website that their values are based on... Okay, the Christians wouldn't abide by this shit at all, because it's based on tolerance, honesty,
gross,
honor,
fuck you,
and respect for the ancient cultural heritage and nature.
Whoa.
That's some evil shit. That's
Satan.
Yeah, that's Satan. Nature was that apple.
Right.
each person, they say, is responsible for themselves and their actions.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Wait, you mean Wait a Thor minute. Isn't going to lob a lightning bolt down or that big hammer up your ass?
That's not what Phil Robertson tells me.
Exactly.
No judgment, fucking atheist.
So the first Norse temple in Iceland in 1,000 years.
God.
Since the Christians infected it.
I mean, what are they going to do? I mean, you know, with the new technology, they're going to have drop ceilings, track lighting.
Correct. So there you go. Before we wrap it up here, we got a couple minutes left.
Wrapping it up
here on the big show. The Walking Dead.
Oh, yes. The show about zombies.
It's a show about zombies.
Please, not to spoiler alert.
Much like Christianity.
I am not caught up with the story.
Is
this a spoiler alert?
No, seriously? Not at all. This is, I guess it's one of these.
This is the sorry state of the Western world.
I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind?
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
A brief Glenn Beck moment here in the last couple of minutes of the show.
I'm so excited.
Well, Glenn, it appears, has been watching The Walking Dead.
Oh, shit. Well.
So, during his show on The Blaze, the Glenn Beck program, he and his ninnies were chatting about it, and here's a little bit of Glenn Beck on why he watches The Walking Dead. As soon as I can get this to play, right
be a
now.
Time when you will wake up again and you'll be like, "I'm going to try that again."
Yeah. Oh my god!
It becomes crack. Well. I just caught up. I'm now just caught up to the season. It's the season finale next Sunday, and I can't handle it.
He said it's like crack. Did you hear that? Glenn can't handle it. By the way, Kelly Green sweater, it looks like a basketball team sweater. It's probably a March Madness-y thing. And he's looking professorial. He's got his little professor glasses on and a button down.
Crack.
I can't handle it. I don't want to wait.
Exciting.
It is so well done. But the amazing thing is I watch it in a different way. If you're watching this just for pure entertainment, God bless you. I don't know how you do it. And
if you're watching it for pure entertainment,
why else are you watching it?
I don't know how you do it. God bless you. But here's why Glenn watches.
Okay.
And it must be nice to live in the world that you live in. I don't live in that world. I'm taking notes. I'm like, okay, we've got to remember to do that. All right, that was a bad idea. Don't go there.
Glenn is viewing The Walking Dead as a possible future apocalypse. And he's writing down things that apparently he's going to put up on the list in the bunker.
Well, I got to tell you.
Somewhere in Texas.
I kind of identify with Glenn on this because when I walk by buildings, sometimes I look at it and I suss it up. I'm like,
you do.
Would this be a formidable, you know, position to defend if I was in The Walking Dead? Dude, that elementary school.
I can attest to this. We walked by places and you're like, this would be, if the zombie apocalypse hits, this is where we got to go.
Do you see how many defendable layers you could fall back to in that school a block away? Oh my God.
So we have to purge all the kids and take over the school.
Yeah.
We're done for today, ladies and gentlemen, on Hump Day. It's been a fun Hump Day. Thanks for listening to us. Go to crabdiving.com for all your crabby needs. All of our social media and all that bullshit is there, blah, 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 blah. Don't forget, listen to, find out where Ryan's going to be doing some comedy and follow his funny Twitter feed at RatedRComedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at VileExperience, also Vile.
And everything and anything, crabdiving.com/live is the 24-hour stream. Warm for you guys. And crabdiving.com, all the podcasts and shit. Back tomorrow, everybody.
Say Malachi to Dick.
Of course, they know it.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.